Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to the Halfback Podcast, ahead of NRL Round 3. I'm your host, Tim Williams, here to try and find some winners for the punters and also get inside the great rugby league mind of my first guest today, former Raiders and Dragons halfback. More importantly, country championship finalist Sam Williams. How are you, mate?
Yeah, going good. Yeah, had a win on the weekend. Todd Carney's Northern Titans. We won 12-8. It was a close game. Toddy did his bicep with 10 minutes to go, which is unfortunate for the big fella. But, yeah, we play a stacked Newcastle side this weekend. But, yeah, looking forward to it.
How was the great Toddy Carney looking? He's still got it. He'd have it between the ears.
Yeah, no, it's all good. He's still moving well, Toddy. He's in good shape. He's, I think life's pretty good for him. It was really good to see him playing. And a lot of people out there who have bagged Todd over the years, and there's a lot of people who bag NRL players for not playing in this, bush footy. But Todd's going on, maybe 37, 38, something like that. And he's still out there playing in a game that he doesn't get paid for. He gives up his weekend for. He gets nothing out of it except for giving back to country footy and trying to help the younger players. So you can bag it all you like, but he's a very good man, Todd, and he's done a really good thing there again. Unfortunately for them, though, they lost.
Yeah, and that's it, Sam, as you said. A lot of players into their career, they've had enough, they've done it, and, they don't. That's not a knock to anyone who does retire straight away after the NRL by any means, but it is a great opportunity, like players like yourself, to give back to the game. And not only is Toddy still playing, and yourself as well, mate, but also playing in these country rep teams. Now, you mentioned you're playing the might of the Hunter, the Newcastle region, in the final this weekend. A couple of ex-NRL players running around there as well.
Yeah, and the thing is, what we'll say too is when you're playing for your local club, a lot of the time players do get match payments to play. This rep stuff, I know for us and the Northern Titans, we certainly don't get any money for it. And you're putting, not in jeopardy, but you're playing games that you don't get paid for. It's you want to be fit for your own club who you put all the time and effort into. So for Todd to be playing, and look, myself, I guess, as well, to be playing in it, you don't get anything bar the joy and satisfaction of winning and meeting people and everything that comes with it. Now, we have a side this week in Newcastle. I don't know what their setup is with. They've got Garth Brennan as their coach. They've got Blake Ferguson, Will Smith. I don't know if Pete Mitoudi is playing. Penny Terapo came off the bench, I think, last week. So they're stacked. They've got a good side, and they've got a lot of players from that Maitland side who beat the St. Mary's side, I believe, from the Ron Massey last year as well. So, yeah, very good side. But that's what it's all about, isn't it? You come up against tough sides and you give everything you can and you hopefully come away with a win.
Yeah, the country champs, just an excuse for an Raiders old boys catch-up between Toddy Carney, Ferg, yourself. They run around everywhere. My next guest on today's show, ex-TAB data analyst, head of analytics at KO Sport. He soldiered through last week's podcast with an infected tooth, tough as nails, Husey, you are.
Oh, mate, it is very tough having an infected tooth. Don't have to go out and play footy every weekend like Sammy, but I think a tooth's probably, if not worse, than playing 26 first grade games in a season. So I'm pretty stoked that I've gotten through it. I've worked hard and I'm feeling a lot better this week.
You're a hero to me, Jimmy.
Tough as nails, thanks, Jimmy. Thanks. Hughes. Good to have you back, Husey. And even better, I'm looking even more forward to recapping your results last week because you eased the pain of mine. It wasn't our best week. On today's show, we will do just that. Look at our results from last week. Drop our lock value and Hail Mary bets for the weekend. Sam will be going through his head-to-head tips for every game of round three with analysis on those games. He went 8 from 8 last weekend, nailed margins in, I think, 5 out of 5 games that he had there. Lines absolutely killed it. So for any of the office tipsters out there looking to get them in and get bragging rights over your co-workers or your mates, Sam will be there to help you out every step of the way this season. We also drop our moral bet of the week with hopes to raise some cash for country footy. We are off to a very good start, 3 from 3 on that. We'll get to that later, but Jimmy Hughes, he got us home there as well. So we're still alive. The baton is passed over to Sam this week to keep us alive. Firstly, though, last week's results, and we'll start with the good lock of the week for you, Sam. Jackson Borlo, $2.80 anytime try scorer, no dice. You did nail your value play. Zach Hoskin, $3.80 anytime try scorer, got over the stripe, and what a start to his career at the Raiders.
Yeah, he's going really well, Zach. He's an exceptional player. I think he's fitting into the culture of the Raiders really well. He's a very likeable person, playing some really tough footy along with some of the flamboyant stuff as well. So it was good to see him cross the stripe. One thing, and it does sound like making excuses in that as well, but it's hard sometimes getting your wingers right when we're doing this on the Thursday morning for teams as well. Around Jackson Paulo and the way the Manly were going to shape up too, I wasn't too sure which wing he was going to play on. I would have liked to have been outside cooler. So I didn't have a bet myself, but that's going to happen at times. I can't sit here and claim the try if he had scored one on the right wing, and then I wasn't going to sit here and say I wouldn't take it. So I will cop it, but it does make it sometimes a little bit tricky with these sort of changes to two sides later in the program. But anyway, life's good. Winner for Hosking. Pushed the ROI up a little bit. Did get the lines and all the tips right last week, which I was very happy about. That doesn't bring any money, but nothing within this competition has changed my mind about certain teams or the way it's going to play out yet. Nothing's jumped out and said, this team's going to do this, that we expected to do that. Nothing's changed it just yet.
Yeah, between your tips, your lines, your value, the moral, there were lots of winners on the podcast last week. Sadly, there weren't a lot in each of our threes. And on your point around that, Sam, I also find it a little bit difficult early in the season because there are new faces at new clubs, and in particular trying to work out which players are on which edges when they're chopping and changing. For example, this week, I always like the Knights left winger, and I bang home about that each and every week. With Greg Marju injured, we don't know yet if Inari Tuala or Tommy Jenkins is going to be on that left wing. I think it's a great bet either way, and there's value for both of them. But Tuala, who's been on the right wing, I don't know if he's going to shift to the left because he's played left in the past. So give it a couple of rounds in where we know these blokes and the chops and the changes are where they'll land. But as you said, Sam, no excuses. I have avoided that game for that exact reason. Jimmy Hughes, speaking of excuses, 0 from 3 last week for you. It's a tough start to your campaign. And look, you're playing with the football gods. You're playing with Cam from the Gram. Your lock of the week, South with an 8.5 start against the Broncos at $1.85. It was a late miracle Dean Mariner chip and chase that sent that margin to 10 points and you missed out on your lock. Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah, no excuses though. I obviously didn't want it enough. I didn't want my bets to get up enough, and so I didn't reap the rewards there. So this week I really want my bets to get up, so I'm going to be cheering them home really hard, and I'll be getting some winners. But no excuses. Sammy dominated me as the football brain versus maths brain last week, and I'll cop that on the chin, and hopefully we can be better for it.
Hughesy, go out and get $1,000 and put it on the nose of your lock, and I bet you start really, really wanting it to get up. There's your motivation, mate.
Yes.
Well, the boys will play a lot harder if they know I've got $1,000 on it.
100% they will. 100% they will.
You'd be laughing perfect. If you had $1,000 to throw on a lock as well. Talk about it, especially with it. The ROIs are going out on social media each week, so there's a bit of pressure to get an early winner. For myself, duck eggs also. My lock of the week, I got bloody greedy here and I'm so angry at myself. Lock of the week, I had a good start in week one and got overconfident. Had a good start in Vegas as well. I went the Warriors with a 7.5 start to beat the Storm. Got greedy, threw the under 39.5 total points into it. $3.30, that was paying. Obviously got the line, did not get the total points there. My Hail Mary, also no good. Gave Reece Walsh a good plug at $2.80 anytime try scorer. He got a double in that game and was outstanding, but it wasn't enough to get my Hail Mary over the line. So we move on. to round three. The leaderboard, I am on top with a plus 22% ROI for the season, return on investment. Sam, you've gone up a little bit to negative 29%. Jimmy Hughes sitting in third place at negative 100%. Onwards and upwards, wherever you're betting with, remember to do so responsibly. 18 plus only, of course. What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858. Boys, just stuck into our round three plays. We have $100 to bet with each and every week. 70% of that play goes to our lock, 20% to our value play, 10% to our Hail Mary play. Sam, kick us off. Your Brian Bevan lock of the week, 70%.
Yeah, so I've gone to the Sharks-Tigers game. I think that the Sharks have shown some really good signs. And we all know they can score points and they're a really good attacking side. I think defensively they've showed some resolve and probably just trying to get back to where they were. Last year they were a bit disappointing at times. The year before they were really on a big up, but I think they just came down a fraction last year. I thought Nico Hines was really good again last week. Braden Trindle's playing some good footy as well. So I think that Mulitalo will score on the left side. Now, how this side's take place and what side players. I don't sit there and scroll the West Tigers forums or watch their photos to see which side certain players are going to play.
That's what I'm there for, mate.
Well, Aiden Caesar being a left footer, he's got a nice left boot. Galvin, a right footer. I expect Galvin to play on the right and Caesar on the left. Do you think that's going to happen or am I getting that wrong?
No, I'll back you up.
Okay, so I'm going with Caesar on the left, Galvin on the right. I think that the Sharks going at that right edge of the Tigers, young half, inexperienced, so many different combinations, and a Sharks side that when they attack well on that left, they can do anything. So I think that the Sharks win. I think Mulitalo scores $1.86.
Ronnie to keep his form up there for the Sharkies. Hughesy, moving on to you, mate, looking to get off the mark for the season. For those that are tuning in for the first time this season, Hughesy has only had one episode, so there's only been a couple of plays. Mate, what have you got for us to start? Your Brian Bevan lock of the week.
Guys, thankfully, you know, we do the podcast on a Thursday, so I'm not going to play the Thursday game and go against Brisbane again.
Ruined your weekend.
Yeah, I know. Oh, geez, it would ruin my weekend. But, I mean, yeah, Payne Haas is out, and so, it does make it a bit tougher for the Broncos. But I'm not going to make a play there. I'm moving on. I'm going to go for Para to beat Manly at $1.86. So I've got that line, Para favourites by minus four. So obviously Manly, they seem to be the up-and-coming team this year in terms of shifting form. Got Brooksy on board, but I also think Parramatta have been playing really good football. They led at halftime against Penrith. Obviously Penrith's just an outstanding outfit and got them done in the end there, but I do think Parra are a great footy team as well. At home there, I'm going to be taking Parra to win that one.
So to win outright, was it, mate?
Yeah, to win outright at $1.86.
And the line, did you say, was -4.5?
No, the actual line is -1.5.
Oh, and you've got -4.5.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, like that, mate. Actually, I don't like it, and I'll get to it soon. My Brian Bevan lock of the week. I have gone back to, I might have had it round one, but we touched on this podcast early on the season where we like an edge, we like a certain player, we like a certain team, and cashing in on that value before the bookies catch up with it. And that is Kyle Felt, $2.10 anytime try scorer with Ladbrokes to score against the Dragons on that right wing. Look, I won't go too much into detail because I said the same thing 2 weeks ago, but Scotty Drinkwater, probably the best ball-playing fullback in the competition. He loves that left-to-right cutout to his winger. Kyle Felt has scored in both games this week. The Dragons got 38 points or something put on them up in Redcliffe on the weekend. I was at that game. It was a joy to watch. You're getting about 30 cents better than most bookies for Kyle Felt to score anytime with Ladbrokes. So I think that is a great, great bet. And I will note that the Dragons' right edge was actually destroyed a lot by the Dolphins last week. But the way I see it, yeah, I think Kyle Felt at $2. So I am banking that for my lock of the week. Sam, let's shift over to your value play of the week, 20% of your bet.
Yeah, my main man's back, Jack Whiten. I've been really looking forward to seeing him play with this outfit. And one thing I will say about Jacko is when he wants to run the ball and when he wants to run over someone, his big long limbs and he's bony and big and awkward and athletic. And when he wants to score, he can be very, very hard to stop. And I reckon hitting a few lines off Walker with Latrell at the back, I've said since the signing, I think it's going to be a really good move for the Rabbits. And one thing is that with Jacko, it's going to be good for him in the sense that they've lost the first couple because he can go in there and I think he makes a real difference to them and people will see that. So I think Jacko or Daniel Tupou to combine for 2+ tries at $4.33. So I've got Tupou around a couple of these little plays and I've got Jacko in there to get a bit of value. But either of them together to combine for 2+ tries, I think there's a chance Tupou scores one or two. And if Jacko can cross, you're getting $4.33 for 2+ combined tries between them. Daniel Tupou, you can score two if you like, mate, but I think Jacko brings in the value, so I'm going that.
Sam, there is very much unconfirmed rumours via one rugby league guru that Daniel Tupou could, God knows how, drop out of this team. Billy Smith, if correct, Billy Smith would come in at centre, I would assume, which would push Sualii to the left wing. I don't know if this is happening or not. Guru, loaded with shit talk. We all know that. But he gets some right, the big fella. Pretty happy to replace, I assume, Sualii into Tupou. Should Sualii land on the left wing?
No issues there. No issues there at all.
You could argue better. Yeah. Hughie, your value play of the week, 20%.
For my value play, I'm going to go to the Waz Raiders game. Offline, Sam and I are having a bit of banter about the Raiders kind of fumbling around to beat the Tigers, I thought. But in saying that, I do think they're a gritty team. They've got a two converted try start with the 7.5. So I'm going to be taking the Raiders +7.5. I've got them only, at 5-point outsider. So I think that's not a bad play, but I'm going to go the overs into that, which is over 42.5. I think pretty high scoring affair with the Waz involved. So that gets me $3.75 to get me a bit of a value play.
Hughie, a lot of your modelling, as we've spoken about, revolves around the lines in games, key players in and out and whatnot. I've noticed even over the first sort of 2 weeks that the difference between your modelling, like your lines that have been thrown up and the actual lines isn't a significant sort of difference, whereas I feel like later in the season, do you tend to find greater value and greater differentials between those lines, or is that not a thing?
Not so much. It really depends. Some teams it can get like it just really doesn't like specific teams like the Broncos sometimes. and then you kind of got to adjust for that mentally, even though I like to jab at them. It can actually, it's almost the opposite sometimes. It's early on. There's a lot of feel and heart in the market and a lot of what people think. And so the numbers usually just stick where they should be, and then you kind of find a bit of value early because everyone's over-exaggerating how good a team's gotten or vice versa. I think it's really the art of the model is exactly that. It's creating a system where there is no media noise whatsoever. You're not on the bandwagon of any hype at all, and it's just purely based on what the numbers think. So, usually it kind of over time pays off.
Yeah, there's no idiots on podcasts getting in your ear telling you one thing or another. The numbers don't lie. Mate, you mentioned last week that at the end of every season, you'll make some tweaks to it, update the formula, the model, get it better and better. Were there any updates to it last season around the Broncos, or did you put that down to big improvers season on season?
No, we did put it down to just big improvers. I definitely had them last year probably evidently undervalued. I have propped them up in a manual sense to just like kind of factor that in a bit better. So my lines against them aren't as bad, but I'd never wanted to make the model say that I should back the Broncos, because that wouldn't be fun, would it?
No, well, don't,
mate,
do it.
To show you what I think of your model, you can shove it where the sun don't shine, because I have gone for my value play Manly to beat the Eels as outsiders. Tom Trbojevic, anytime try scorer at $3.90 with better. I know you had your reasons there before, and I know, look, somewhat it might be a tough game to pick. The line is very tight in this one. I've loved what I've seen from Manly early on this season. I want to cash in on them. I think hopefully on a dry track out at CommBank Stadium, I think those conditions are just going to suit Manly's footy perfectly. The way they use the ball, I think they've been outstanding. Their forward pack in particular, their line speed, they look fit as fiddles. I've loved everything about them, and how Tom Trbojevic hasn't scored in the opening two rounds has absolutely blown my mind. So I think Manly to win, Tom Trbojevic anytime at $3.90. Look, I wouldn't go over the top with it, but I actually wouldn't be stunned if Manly did end up putting a few points on in this one, if everyone stays fit or going to plan. Sam, your Steve, Jacko Jackson, Hail Mary of the week, 10% of your bet.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Jacko Jackson, Hail Mary. Look, obviously Kieran Foran and back, there was no doubt that I was going towards this game. The Dogs have hurt me both times with Burton and Kikau, but jeez, Kikau, he's looking good. He really is. He's an absolute freak of an athlete. I think he's doing the little things in the game and working really hard as well. So I think that Khan Pereira to score two, and I think Kikau to score one at $18.33 with Ladbroke. So I really do feel like Foran's going to him and Desi are so close, and there's so much of this side, and the way the side plays is around both Desi and Kieran Foran and the way they want to do things. Without Kieran Foran, everything changes. So Foran back in, I think he brings Khan Pereira into the game. The other one you could play around with, and it's a similar, I think you can get $18.50 or $19, is for Foran and Kikau to score. I don't mind that little play as well, but that would have been absolutely huge odds. So I left it out. So anyway, Khan Pereira 2, Kikau 1, 18.33 with Ladbrokes.
Sam, I didn't mention your Hail Mary last week, but I think it was three legs. You had, I can't remember who, but someone at really good value who got over the line. You had someone who missed, and then you had Kikau was the second of three legs, and he had that try disallowed where Trindle was obstructed by the ref. Trindle was about 1,000 to 1 to stop him, but that was pulled back. So your Hail Mary, you're closing in on one of them, mate. You're not too far off.
Yeah, look, it wasn't far off. It wasn't far off. And Kikau, as I said, I think that there's still – I don't think that the Dogs are good, don't get me wrong, but I don't think that Kikau and Burton have been going as poorly as some people suggest. Yes, last week he wouldn't have stopped him, but you've got to have a chance, don't you? It's a tough one. It's not. I don't think it's a make or break thing. I know that Seraldo came out and said that he wasn't happy about it, which, as the coach, I definitely understand. But you know, you lost by 20 odd points. I don't think that that's the issue.
By the letter of the law, it was not a try. As you said, Sam, he had to have a shot at him. You know, the rule book doesn't say in it that it doesn't give examples and say, oh, if it's Viliami Kikau running at a 5'8", you know, it could have been a 5'8" running at Viliami Kikau. It's like, There's no just.
What happens if? Yeah. When do we start going? Oh, he's come out of that last tackle. He's got a stinger on that left shoulder. He was running at the left shoulder. Yeah. His left shoulder's buggered. He wouldn't have been able to tackle him because he got a sore shoulder. Like, you got to draw the line somewhere.
I agree with it. Hughesy, your Hail Mary of the week.
Boys, I'm going to go like a little same game multi into a line to another game, which you can do with Sportsbet, which is great. So I've got the Knights -1.5 versus Melbourne. There's about 10 points worth of players out in that Melbourne side this weekend. So I think that's just too big of a factor when you've got your two halves out and you've got Asofa and Walsh out. I think the Knights can do a job there and cover that 1.5 for me. But in that game, I'm going to throw in Coates to score. Knights have historically last year been a bit weaker on that right edge, so I'm just going to just take that one off the back of his miraculous try last week. And I'm also going to throw Ponga in to score any time there. So that little same game multi will then just be boosted up a little bit with the Titans +1.5 versus the Doggies. So I think concurring with what Sammy had to say about forum back in the game, I think the Titans shouldn't be outsiders against the Bulldogs in that fixture. So that gets me $20 at Sportsbet.
Yeah, I potted you before, but I 100% agree with the Knights. I actually took them on the Bloke podcast on Monday before all confirmation of the – I mean, we sort of knew players were out anyway, but they're about $2.30 or $40 or something ridiculous. So that's obviously trimmed up, but I'm with you, mate. I reckon the Knights 0-2. You know, they have to win this game. They'll be fired up. It's at home. So I think that is it's a great play around the Knights, particularly that left edge when we work out, especially who the left winger is. And to touch on that, my Steve Jackson Hail Mary of the week, I have gone with Bradman Best on that Knights left edge to score, Sifa Talakai to score for the Sharks, and Rocco Berry. I love Rocco Berry. Such a gun, such a hard worker. Anytime try scorers at $32.31 with Ladbrokes. That will be 10% of my play. The way, obviously, Justin Olam comes in for his first game for the Tigers in the NRL, excluding any trials, of course. But I think Talakai will be running, Talakai on the left edge running it for Tarpe. Debuted last week. The Tigers' edge is very creaky. Either way, I don't really care. I like the left edge of the Sharks. Sam, you went to Muli Talo. I've seen the value in Talakai there. And Rocco Berry is going to be going on Albert Hopewade, who's had a few defensive issues playing at centre. I like him more on the wing. But what they've done is with Sebi Chris out due to a failed HIA last week, Nick Kotrick's back on the wing. Hopper's gone to centre. So Rocco Berry, that right edge of the Warriors, one of the best in the competition. A great combo with Sean Johnson. I think Rocco can get over. So, yeah, $32.31. We will be having a big weekend if that one comes home. Let's jump over to our yet-to-be-named, temporarily named Aaron Gorrell Moral of the Week. I've been thinking about it, boys. I threw around a few things. The Conrad Hurrell Moral, but that didn't quite line up, so we've got a bit of work to do. More importantly, though, we want to hit $1,000 with this. If we do, it'll be donated to a Bush Footy Club. To be decided who that will be, but we'll get some listener input to make it happen and decide the club. 3-3 we are. Last week, Hughesy, you had Kyle Felt or Greg Marju to score at $1.22. Both of them scored, so you absolutely waltzed in with that one. The kitty's up to $2.80, so we're making a few waves here. Sam, the baton's passed to you. What have you got?
Oh, I've been dreading this. $2.80, is it? Yeah, okay. So I'm sort of not going to bump it up too much. Quick maths. What does $1.40 get us to?
Usually go with the hard analyst, mate.
Because I think, use your numbers, mate. I've gone to either
it's two. It's $3.92.
$3.92, okay. Then, it's coming. It's coming. I've gone to the Roosters Rabbits game. I think if Daniel Tupou or whoever's on that left wing or AJ can't score a try, something's gone wrong. I think Jacko on the left is going to give the Rabbits so much strike, and I think that they're going to do a really good in tying up Sam Walker as well. So I think AJ and Jacko are going to see some value. I honestly think that they're going to see some opportunities. So I've played around with Jacko and AJ, obviously, for reasons said over the past couple of years, to be honest. And then, I think that the left winger of for the for the Roosters, on the left, Jacko comes in left to set, left centre defensively. On the left, you've got Jack Whiten, you've got AJ, and you've got Cody Walker all sitting out there. And I think on the right-hand side with the Rabbits, I just think they're a little bit lighter on. You've got Dean Hawkins comes in at half. You've got Isaiah Tass in the centre. You've got Tane Milne on the wing. So for the Roosters, for me, the Roosters go heavily at that edge, and I think the Rabbits go heavily at the Roosters' other edge. So that's where I'm playing with $1.40 for those to come off.
Sam, you've gone via Perth to get there. So is it either of the left wingers to score, Tupu or Alex Johnston?
Correct.
At $1.40?
Correct.
All right, we got there. Let's go to push it up well above $300. The SC Playbook bank account, getting very nervous here. Moving on, Sam, your tips for the week coming off a perfect round. I was dudded a perfect round because of that unbelievable Xavier coach finish. Warriors outsiders would have been a ripper. It wasn't to be, but you did get it. And for the podcast's sake, that's a good thing, Sam. Let's kick it off tonight with the Panthers and the Broncos. Panthers, hot favourites in this run. The Broncos, Adam Reynolds out, Payne Haas out. Who's your tip? And also the line is 10.5.
No, I'm taking the line. I think that the Broncos can cover at 10.5. $4 for them in a head-to-head in a grand final rematch, a slippery surface out there at Penrith. I think that's a really big line. I really do. I don't mind the Broncos there with that line. I'll be tipping the Panthers head-to-head.
Yep.
But I just think that that's big, big value.
Panthers to win, Broncos with the 10.5 start. The Warriors versus the Raiders. Can you get the thoughts here? Raiders on fire. Warriors 0-2, but looking pretty good. Back home in New Zealand, Christchurch, and Matt McCurick territory, I believe this one is, Sam, one of your old sparring partners.
Yeah, old Kiwi, yeah, getting back over there. He's a good Christchurch boy. I think a massive ask for the Warriors, for the Raiders. Warriors 2, this time of the year, when you've got someone like the Warriors who are playing well but thereabouts, geez, it becomes hard when you go back to their home turf. I reckon they've got so much to play for, and I think they've been playing well enough to be able to win this. In saying that, the Raiders are playing a really good brand of football that suits greasy Friday nights in New Zealand. So the line set at 7.5. I'll take the Raiders with the line, but I think that the Warriors are going to be very, very hard to beat. I'll be staying well away from this game.
Very good, mate. Roosters versus Rabbitohs. Rivalry, one of those famous rivalries in rugby league, probably the most famous rivalry in rugby league. Roosters $1.69, Bunnies $2.17. Who do you like here, Sam?
I just think that the Bunnies are still too light on in that pack. Yeah. I just don't think that they can stay with this Roosters pack. Roosters pack, Hargraves, Brandon Smith, Lindsay Collins, Nat Butcher, Tupanua and Victor Radley. I just don't know if the Bunnies have what it takes to stay with the Roosters. In saying that too, you've got people like Angus Crichton coming off the bench. He'll be firing and ready to go. So I'm leaning towards the Roosters in this one, although I think the Rabbitohs left edge, you're going to see some footy and can put some points on.
Yeah, should be an absolute corker of a game. Tough one to tip, but you're right, they are light on. Cam Murray back to the middle will help a lot. Spent time on the edge last week, only 9 runs for Cam Murray, so good to see him back at lock. Doggies, Titans, Doggies $1.80, Titans $2.05. You lean towards the Titans by the sound of it?
Yeah, without lots of confidence, really disappointing there in round one, but I haven't seen enough from the Dogs to be able to tip them and have them as favourites either. So I'm Titans at $2.05.
Yeah. No Fifita, no Jaden Campbell. Doggies at Belmore. Defence has been quite good. I am going the Doggies in this one. But, yeah, tough game to tip. Dragons, Cowboys. Dragons $3.06. Cowboys $1.38. Look, all signs, Sam, here point to a Cowboys win. But also the Dragons were great in round one, terrible round two. God knows what's going to be thrown up here. Who do you like? The line is 8.5.
Well, the Dragons have been an undermanned Titans side in round one. Were they that great? But were they that great? And they got flogged last week. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think that the Dragons have enough to be able to worry some of the good sides. It's a big game for the Cowboys. These are the games that last year they let a few slip and they end up, disappointingly missing that 8. So I think that the Cowboys have got to go down and put back-to-back performances together. I'll take the Cowboys.
Do you think they'll cover the 8.5 line?
Yes.
Tigers versus Sharks. The eighth one of the world? Tigers versus Sharks, Leichhardt Oval. Tigers $4.20, Sharks $1.23. Sounds like you're going with the Sharkies here. 12.5 line.
Well, it's just a patch of grass in the end of the day, isn't it? You're still home ground advantage doesn't make you run, make tackles and line breaks. Sharks, 12.5, take the line.
Quote of the week is just a patch of grass, rate it. Paramount Eels, Manly Seagulls. Now, really keen on your thoughts on this one. Two sides that have impressed to start the year. Hughes is in on the Eels. I'm in on the Seagulls. Eels narrow favourites. Who do you have?
My mind takes me two directions. One direction is I love watching Mitch Moses play and the way he takes short sides. I think he's the best in the game at taking small short sides and executing the right play. My other thought process is from about early January, I've been bullish about Manly and the way they're going to go this year. So I'm going to go with Manly, but it is a bit of a watch because it's the two sides that I'm sort of sitting there going, all right, I want to see how the consistency unfolds for both sides, but I'm going to go with Manly.
It'll be Manly 13+, and Hughesy, Monday morning I'll help you rewrite your model, mate, just as a little favour. Newcastle.
Yeah, gosh, if I take that one down, I'll be back minus 200%. Jesus. You boys have got to give me something.
Yeah.
You've got to get them, mate. I'm not going to give you something. I give you 8 tips last week and they all won. What more can I do?
Newcastle, Melbourne Storm to round out round 3. Knights $1.86, Storm $1.98. Another cracking game. Bit of a shame the Storm are undermanned, but Dusty, I'll probably tighten it up a little bit. Who do you like here, Sam?
Yeah, I think the Knights are still getting a bit ahead of themselves. I haven't seen enough to suggest that they're going to beat a Storm side who've got the right principles in place and the right culture and ethic that comes with Melbourne, that whoever comes in does the job. And having Melbourne as the outsiders in this game, I like Melbourne, so I'm going to stick with them until the Knights can show me that they can win football games. I'm not going to tip them against the Melbourne Storm, who know how to win games. It doesn't matter who's playing.
Fair enough. Knights will get him in the hunter in my eyes. Boys, let's wrap that up for the Halfback Podcast for round 3. Sam, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hughesy, good luck this week. Hopefully to get off on the board, I should say.
Yeah, cheers, boys.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Good luck this weekend. As always, make sure to do it responsibly. Cheers.